Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lighting's ready. Cameras.
Clear.
Clearance.
Clear.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
How are you, my dear listeners? Welcome to Info Express. This is Anne.
And this is Charles. After a continuous wave of superhero movies, I bet you guys are feeling super excited now. I know I am.
Well, try to calm down a bit. As always, we're here to introduce to you the latest box office information and some coming up movies that you must never miss. Can we start with you, Charles?
Sure. First of all, to our great joy, over Easter weekend, Zack Snyder's Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, dazzled in its box office debut, grossing in a March best $166.1 million in North America and $422.5 million worldwide. It's the biggest launch ever for a comic book adaptation.
However, withering reviews caught up with the Warner Bros. BVS, which brought in $51.3 million, tumbled a steep 69%. Not so surprisingly, though Fox's Deadpool didn't open as big as BVS when it was first released, it turned more on its second weekend, $56.5 million, and it hung on to one of its audience, falling by just 57%.
Now, let's have a look at those films that didn't involve Superman or Wonder Woman. Zootopia, Disney's latest animated feature, moved closer to beating its current record holder, Frozen. Zootopia has now earned $275.9 million domestically, and unlike Batman vs. Superman, it isn't showing any signs of losing momentum.
Oh, but as you say, at the end of the day, it's the bottom dollar, not percentage drop, that will define a movie's ultimate success or failure.
You're right. I think we'll just wait and see. And now, let's take a look at some latest entertainment news in America and Britain. Benedict Cumberbatch has finished his Marvel film Doctor Strange this Monday. Loyal fans of the BBC TV series Sherlock has finally heard the good news that the fourth season has just started shooting.
And The Holocron Season 2, which also starred Cumberbatch, will be on next month. As one adaptation of William Shakespeare's history plays, the first season was shown in 2012, featuring British actors Ben Whishaw and Tom Hiddleston.
Besides, one of Sherlock's writers, Mark Gatiss, who also plays the role of Michael Holmes in Sherlock, has been honored the Best Supporting Actor of Olivier Award. What coincidence is that another Sherlock actress, Laura Pulver, has won the Best Supporting Actress of Musical Play of Olivier Award. Another famous English actor, Tom Hiddleston, recently responded to the rumors that Thor 3 would be his last time to play the role Loki. Hiddleston said that he could not spoil content of the film, so there may be more surprise waiting for you.
Sounds interesting. It seems that there's a British invasion on the way. Well, and that's all for today's news sharing. Please stay tuned to enjoy the rest of the show. I'm Anne.
And I'm Charles. See you next time on Info Express.
Are you tired of a long week's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, welcome to Storyboard, where we will be presenting you the most detailed storyline and information of today's movie. I'm your old friend, Daphne.
And I'm Judy. It's always a wonderful thing to share with you all the ideas and sparkles in each movie.
Today we are going to talk about the phenomenal movie presented by Marvel, Deadpool. Yet everybody will be surprised when the old superhero style of Marvel is totally abandoned. And instead, everybody will also be surprised when they find out that this R-rated movie can bring so much joy.
The story begins with Whit Wilson, played by Ryan Reynolds, an ex-Special Force veteran who has become a gun for fire, falling in love with a beautiful prostitute, Vanessa. For a time, they enjoyed a blissful life of sex, companionship, sex, and when they are not otherwise occupied, more sex.
But Wilson gets diagnosed with inoperable cancer. He winds up undergoing some back-alley treatment which claims to cure him. However, the doctor, Addox, who run the clinic, submits him to extreme suffering in hopes his genes will mutate enough to destroy the cancer. and incidentally release any superpower that might show itself under stress. It works eventually. Wilson becomes self-healing, but his face is extremely damaged. To quote the line of the movie, "You look like an avocado had sex with an older avocado," said by his friend as a bartender.
So that's how the costume is made, given that his face is extremely hurt and unrecognizable. Wilson can't go back to his beloved Vanessa. He built himself his own costume and named himself a super cool name, Deadpool. He wants to get to Ajax, who is the only one to fix his facial damage, while Ajax is not waiting to be killed either. He and his buffed-up sidekick, Angel Dust, kidnap Vanessa, which makes Deadpool even more determined to find his foe and kill him. Not to save the world or anything so grand as that, which is exactly why the movie is so different from those traditional superhero movies.
By the way, speaking of different, there is a lot to say about, like the fragrant breaking of the fourth wall of Deadpool. For example, he points out in the beginning of the movie, you're probably thinking, my boyfriend said it was a superhero movie, but that guy in the red suit just turned out another guy in a fucking kebab. He knows exactly he is shooting a movie, and that's the funniest part of the movie.
Back to the story, along the way of Deadpool's revenge, he will reluctantly get the help of minor X-Men Colossus and Negasonic Teenage Warhead, a pretty girl with awesome powers who manages to get a few text messages before springing into action.
Finally, Deadpool and his team met Ajax in an abandoned car parking lot, with Vanessa locked in a capsule. The fight then begins, but unlike the old movies, it doesn't have that much huge fights, grand music. The fight goes with a lot of punchlines and hilarious moments.
And of course, just at the end of all the mainstream superhero movies, Deadpool wins at last, saving his girlfriend at last. Thought his face is never going to be fixed, Vanessa openly accepts who he is and kisses Wilson. A great romantic story draws to an end.
It's tempting to say that, with the success of the terrific Guardians of the Galaxy, and now this, we are done with the straightforward superhero movies. We don't need superheroes who are always upright or fair-minded. Or do we?
With Marvel's Captain America Civil War hits theaters in May, we can leave the question until that day, and let the box office and critics to answer.
So this is the end of today's storyboard. I'm already looking forward to our next meet. Wish to see you again. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Judy.
See you next time.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Oh, hello. I know, right? Whose balls did I have to fondle to get my very own movie? I may be super, but I'm not hero. Technically, it's a murder, and you know some of the best love stories start with a murder. And I'm going to tell you how I squeezed his ass into red spandex in 4 minutes. Therefore, I got places to be, a face to fix, and, oh, bad guys to kill.
Clip 1.
Look, would it help if I slow it down for you? I didn't order the pizza.
It says 7348 Brad Ledge Drive. Are you Mr. Merchant?
The Mr. Merchant who didn't order the fucking pie.
Who placed the call?
I did. My number one olive. Sweet and salty.
Who the fuck are you? The fuck are you doing in my crib?
Is that brick crust? Don't move.
God, I hope not.
Look, is this about a poker game? I told Howie, just take whatever you want.
Sir, before you do anything to him, do you mind if I get a big tip?
Jeremy, is it? Wade Wilson. That is a no-go on a tip of rope, Jim. I'm not here for him. I'm here for you.
I dodged a big-time bullet on that one.
Not out of the ooze yet. You need to seriously ease up on the bedazzling Dear James, not a chandelier. P.S. I'm keeping your bullet. You did kind of give it to me.
Just look, man. Can I have my...
I'll shoot your fucking cat.
I don't really know what that means. I don't have a cat.
Then whose kitty litter did I just get in? Anywho, tell me something. What situation isn't approved by Pisa? Do you happen to know a Megan Orlovsky? Get it right? Orlovsky? Casinos, you, Jeremy. I belong to a group of guys who take a dime to beat a fellow down. And little Megan? She's not a man of money. But lucky for her, I got soft spot.
I'm...
a stalker. Threatened first year, though not nearly as bad as threatened still. So keep away from Megan. Cool?
Yes, sir.
And we're done.
Wait, we are?
Totally done. You should have seen your face.
I didn't know what to do. I was scared.
Soft spot, remember? Even look in a general direction again, and you will learn in the worst of ways that I have some hot spots too.
Clip 2.
You've been warned before, Deadpool. This is a shameful and reckless use of your powers. You will both be coming with us.
Look, Colossus, I don't have time for this goody-two-shoes bullshit right now. And you are?
Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Negasonic Teenage... what the shit? That's the coolest name ever! So what, you're like his sidekick?
No, trainee.
Let me guess. X-Men left you behind on what, shit detail?
What does that make you?
Pretending that you are not here, Negasonic Teenage Warhead. Can we trade names?
Can we go?
Look, I'm a teenage girl. I'd rather be anywhere than here. I'm all about long, solemn silence, followed by mean comments, followed by more silences. So what's gonna be? Long, solemn silence or mean comment? Go on.
You got me a box here.
Ah-huh.
We can't allow this, Deadpool. Please, come quietly.
You big chrome cock-gobbler.
That's not nice.
You really got to fuck this up for me? Trust me, Weezing Bag of Dictates has it coming. He's pure evil. Besides, nobody's getting hurt. That guy was already up there when I got there.
Wait, you are better than this. Join us. Use your powers for good.
Heads up!
Be a superhero.
Listen, the day I decided to be a crime-fighting shit-whizzler whose rooms with a bunch of other little whiners at the Neverland mansion of some creepy, old, bod, heavenscape-looking motherfucker, on that day, I'll send you a shiny happy ass as a friend request. But until then, I'm gonna do what I came here to do. Either that, or slap the bitch out of you.
Hey.
Wait.
Zip it, singhead.
Hey, douche pool.
And I hope you're watching.
Quite unfortunate.
That does it. Canada. That's not good.
Wait, please.
Gotcha. Oh, your poor wife.
You ready to stop?
Oh, God. All the dinosaurs fear the T-Rex. And I promise, this gets worse for you, big guy.
This is embarrassing. Please, stay down.
Did you ever hear of the one-legged man in the ass-kicking contest?
Do you have off switch?
Yes, right next to the prostate. Or is that the on switch?
Enough! Let us go talk to the professor.
McAvoy or Stuart, these timelines are so confusing. Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
You will recover, Wade. You always do.
Clip 3.
No way. I'm not making her life as ugly as mine.
Come on, Wade. It can't be that bad.
Bullshit! I'm an outsider inside now. I belong in the fucking circus.
Wade, Vanessa loves you. She doesn't care what you... oh.
Do you like what you see?
No, you look like an avocado had sex with an older, more disgusting avocado. Not gently, he was hate-fucking.
Yeah.
There was something wrong with the relationship, and that was the only catharsis without violence.
And the only guy who can fix this ugly mug is the British shitstick who ran the mutant factory. And he's gone.
You gotta do something to remedy this. Because as of now, you only have one course of action.
James Rich.
Starring horror films.
What?
Starring your own horror films. Because you look like the Freddy Krueger face fucked up topographical map of Utah.
Here's what my ex is gonna do. I'm gonna work through his crew until somebody gives up Francis, force him to fix this, put a bully in school, and fuck the brain hole.
I don't want to see that or think of it again, but the douchebag does think you are dead, right?
Yeah.
That's good. You should keep it that way.
What? Like wear a mask?
Yes. A very thick mask. All the time. I'm sorry. You are haunting. Your face is the stuff of nightmares.
Like a tassel's teeth.
You will die alone. I mean, if you could die, ideally, for others' sake.
That'll do.
What you need now is a suit and a nickname, like Wade, the Wisecracker, or Scare Devil, Mr. Never Die. Oh, shit.
What?
I put all my money on you, and now I just realize I'm never gonna win the...
Deadpool. Captain Deadpool. No, it's just Deadpool.
Yeah.
Clip 4.
And that is why, in my opinion, the movie Cocoon is pornography.
Who brought this twinkly mask?
Twinkly, but deadly. My crumpiest friend back there has agreed to do me this solid in exchange. I said I wouldn't consider joining his boy band.
That's not a boy band.
Sure it's not. So, any luck winning Peter back?
I tried to hold on tight, Mr. Pooh, but Bong Ju is more craftier and handsomer than me.
Well, I think you're pretty darn cute. Davinder?
Hmm?
What was that?
That was Bong Ju in a trunk?
Bong Ju?
My romantic rival, Bong Ju. He is tied up in a trunk. I'm doing as you said. The DP? I plan to cut him like a tundra fish, then dump his carcass on Zeta's doorstep.
I did not tell him to do that. Absolutely not. We got lost in translation.
Davinder, this is no way to win Gita's heart back.
I'm so proud of you.
Drop Bantu off safe in the general light.
Kill him.
And then, win Gita back the old-fashioned way, with the boy's charm.
Kidnap her.
She's super dead. I presume a crisp high five?
For you, 10. Okay, guys, let's get out of here and make a difference. You know what to do.
Knock them dead, bull boy.
Time to make the Jimmy fucking Changles. Not often a dude ruins your face, skull stomps your sanity, grabs your baby mama, and personally sees you four for five shittiest moments. Let's just say, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. This rap shit is mine.
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Welcome to today's Action English, my dear friends. And this is Chloe.
Good evening, I'm Jake. Today we're gonna show you several oral expressions in anti-hero movie Deadpool.
Okay, no more wait. 下面请听今天的第一段原声。
You bet on me to die.
Wow.
Motherfucker, you're the world's worst friend.
Well, joke's on you, I'm living to 102. And then die. At the city of Detroit.
I'm living to 102 and then die at the city of Detroit.片中的酒吧老板 Wiz 为了赚钱下注赌健健死，而把 Wiz 当作朋友的健健对此表示友谊的巨轮就此沉默，于是说他会好好活到102岁，然而死在底特律。
众所周知，底特律市于2013年宣告破产，而健健说要死在底特律，其实是在自嘲自己的破产。
没错，健健一向以自黑而出名，这个梗也用得恰到好处。
没错，下面请听今天的第二段原声。
Say the magic words back, Gandalf.
I'm sorry, this is enough. I don't have a filter between my brain and my head.
Okay, hey, ho. Hakuna has taught us. It's I'm sorry. Get out of here. Go cast a spell.
如果你看过《狮子王》，那一定对 Hakuna Matata 不陌生。它是丁满和鹏鹏最喜欢唱的一首歌。Hakuna Matata 其实是一句斯瓦西里语，是非常古老的非洲谚语。意为从此以后无忧无虑，类似于常用的 Don't worry。
在非洲，这句话常用于劝架，也有保佑梦想成真的意思。而在片中， Wade 与 Vanessa 在酒吧初次相遇，大块头 Buck 路过调戏了一下 Vanessa， 可想而知 Wade 既不爽也没有面子，正准备给 Buck 一点厉害看看，
没想到 Vanessa 先下手为强，你懂的。
Interesting。而此时作为男同胞的健健着实有些看不下去，说了一句 Hakuna his tata， 真的是一语双关，而且只可意会不可言传。
健健的吐槽功力真是让人望尘莫及，接下来一起听听今天的第三段原声吧。
This is taking a sportsmanlike conduct to a whole new level. Looking good, Francis. Well rested. Like you've been pitching, not catching. Ringing any bells? No?
How about now? Wade fucking Wilson. Well, hello, gorgeous.
Yeah, like I got bit by a radioactive Shar-Pei. Yeah, and whose fault is that, huh, Francis? Yeah, time to undo what you did to this butterface.
You should thank me. Maybe I made you immortal. I'm actually quite jealous.
Yeah, but this ain't a life worth living, is it?
Now, I'm about to do to you what Limp Bizkit did to music in the late 90s.
这段对话中出现了两个非常地道的短语，第一个是 unsportsmanlike conduct， 违反体育道德的行为。影片中 Deadpool 在路上劫杀复仇，在对他的大仇人 Francis 实施了连续暴击之后，他形容自己的最后一击 taking unsportsmanlike conduct to a whole new level，也就是把违反体育道德的行为带到了一个全新的高度。
是啊，不过 Francis 的音真的很好听。
嘿嘿嘿， you better give us an example instead of meaningless fluctuation.
Alright, alright, you can never understand it anyway. 好吧，下面来举个例子。 Some types of unsportsmanlike acts may draw a technical foul. 有些违反体育道德的动作可以构成一次技术犯规。
这样下次看国外比赛直播的时候，是不是也可以留意一下这个词了呢？这句话中还有另外一个短语 butterface， 直译过来真的是让人不知所云，但其实它的意思是指那些身材很好但长相平平的女生。
健健在这里用 butterface 形容自己的脸，显得又自恋又很有道理。 Have you ever seen any butterface in our campus？ 你在校园里是不是也经常见到这样的背景杀手？
在背后议论别人总是不好的，我们还是听下一段原声吧。
Look, Colossus, I don't have time for the goody two shoes bullshit right now.
You just acted like a goody two shoes. Goody two shoes, 自命清高的人。
What? Excuse me?
Okay, okay, I apologize. Back to our phrases. 在影片中 ，Colossus 一直致力于将死士收归 X 战警的队伍。而健健则表示不想和他们这群自命清高的人说话。
这里的 goody 就是伪善、假正经的意思。注意，在用这个短语的时候，虽然 shoes 是复数形式，但前面还是要加冠词 a。For instance, Jake was acting like a goody shoes just now.
Oh my God, would you stop?
Just kidding. Let's get some reviews. Unsportsmanlike, 违反体育道德的。
Butterface, 身材性感而长相平平。
Goody two shoes， 自命清高、假正经的人。
Time flies, and that's all for today's Action English. This is Jake.
And I'm Chloe. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax.What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear friends. Thanks for joining us in today's edition of Close Up. This is Apollo.
And this is Cynic for you. Guess it's quite clear who's going to be the center of the talking today. Well, hold your breath, girls. It's the man of both talent and good look with a killer body and attractive voice and irresistible little cutie pie.
Wait, are you sure you're not talking about me?
Oh, come off it. Of course, it's Ryan Reynolds, the Deadpool we're talking about. Though for most of the scenes, his face is either covered or ruined with his pure acting skills.Well, and his big muscles, he still managed to perfectly portray Wade Wilson, the naughty, talkative, and always unpredictable non-classic superhero.
Yes, Early in 2009, his version of Deadpool in X-Men Origins Wolverine has been impressive. But as he said, compared with the former one, this new version of Deadpool is more authentic and closer to the comics. For this Deadpool takes nothing seriously. Another Marvel Comics film he started in is Blade Trinity, in which he portrayed Hannibal King, the detective vampire. Although for most of the viewers, his role as the Green Lantern shall leave the most impression, and it's quite rare for an actor to participate in both DC and Marvel Comics films, portraying both the leading role and doing both so well.
His acting skills are excellent without doubt. Maybe you wouldn't be so surprised if you watched the film Buried, in which he's the one and only actor. It's indeed a talent for someone to handle the whole film on his own, but he has truly managed it well with his tight and controlled performance. The film received a score of 87% at Rotten Tomatoes. To quote the site's consensus, wringing a seemingly impossible amount of gripping drama out of its claustrophobic premise, Buried is a nerve-wracking showcase for Ryan. If you're a fan of thrillers, that film is definitely worth a try.
Well, that sounds like something to my taste.
Okay.
I found that most of the characters he portrayed seem quite likable to me, especially those with sarcastic, sharp-edged wit like Deadpool. However, as I found out on the internet the other day, Ryan Reynolds himself is not a Deadpool kind of man who always has a light on. The truth is that he not only has a major fear of heights, but constantly dwells in a state of insecurity. During one of his interviews, he said that acting has given him a way to channel his angst. He explained that he felt like an overweight, pimply-faced kid a lot of the time, and finding a way to access that insecurity and put it towards something creative is incredibly rewarding. He felt very lucky.
I guess that sense of insecurity can also work as an endless drive in his acting career. Behind the scenes, he's in fact very hardworking, so he has always felt that he just didn't have a natural knack for acting. Pains are taken throughout his career, and now it seems that all the hard work has paid off.
You know, it's quite unusual to see an actor devote so much to his career when already given a name as the sexiest man alive. What more can you ask for a young and charming rising star like him? Actually, he might be an even bigger success when it comes to relationships. Despite his short marriage with Scarlett Johansson, right now, he's the husband of Queen S, Blake Lively, and the father of a lovely 2-year-old daughter. Almost lead a dream life for a lot of people.
Well, hope this one can last longer. Anyways, Ryan is kind of an impressive figure. I'm quite glad that Deadpool has drawn much more public attention to him. His career is definitely about to take off.
Yes, good luck to our cute Ryan, and it's about time to say goodbye. Hope you have enjoyed today's close-up. Coming up is our beloved TikTok Talk Time. You can't miss it. This is Apollo.
And this is Cynic. Stay tuned.
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my babes. It has been such a long time, and I know you are all missing me so much. Yeah, I'm your host tonight, Jake.
Thank you, Jake, but nobody is missing you, actually. Well, welcome to our TikTok Talk Time. I'm your host, Elva.
And this is Monica. Quite pleased to talk about my favorite superhero with you tonight. You know what, Jake? I have been a fangirl of Deadpool for ages.
Oh, come on. I don't believe in you for a single word. Your favorites are always changing, and maybe you have been loving Superman for ages tomorrow.
But it's true. The news that Deadpool won't be shown in Chinese mainland even depressed me to cry. It's such a wonderful movie full of imagination.
Full of imagination, you sure? I think it's just full of some R-rated things.
Hey, Elva! Okay, I confess that it's an R-rated, but The Revenant is also an R-rated. It shouldn't become a barrier for the Chinese audiences to see Deadpool on big screen.
But Deadpool is not an Oscar, okay? Now, Monica, get your complaints back, and we are going to topics, or the talk will never actually start.
Okay, you have the final say. Now, the first question. Had anyone seen the X-Men series before? Sure, and I know what you want to say. Deadpool is the anecdote movie of the Wolverine series. An anecdote of anecdotes, right? Bingo! In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Magneto, Wolverine, and Deadpool all live in the same political environment. The X-Plan keep proceeding in the dark side of the society and make more mutants in the world ever. But Deadpool is not a superhero like Professor X or the Wolverine. He doesn't need to save the world. All he needs to care about is money, guns, and making love with his girlfriend. Perfect!
Oh, Monica, you don't need to stress the R-rated parts in the movie.
But they're actually part of the plot. You can't deny it.
However, I have to agree with the first half of what you said. I've heard people commenting that Deadpool is actually not a superhero. He's super exotic.
Super exotic? I love this appellation. That's why I love him so much. Nowadays, when people are gradually fed up with the superhero stories, Deadpool appears on the big screen. He led such a simple life with mischief and jokes. He's full of punchlines and never stops talking. Still attractive, but in a different way, isn't he?
I understand your feelings. In fact, many fans of Marvel have declared that Deadpool's character is very anti-superhero. They may not fall in love with him at first sight, however, when the story develops, this anti-superhero gives them a lot of sweet surprises.
Yes, and as Marvel Comics keeps trying to make their superheroes relate more closely, Deadpool had even been partnered with Spider-Man and some other superheroes in some episodes of the comics.
Really? That's cool. Although I certainly know that Spider-Man works in New York while Deadpool is a Canadian, but this idea is really interesting. As I know, Spider-Man talks just as much as Deadpool, and maybe they can make good friends.
Ha, they already do. Just kidding. Well, no kidding. Are we going to talk about how charismatic Deadpool is for all night? I mean, I'd love to do so, but after all, we're broadcasting.
We are broadcasting, huh, right? What's the topic next? The leading players, the plots, or the box offices?
We've already talked about the plot before in Storyboard, and we all know that Deadpool has surpassed the Matrix Reloaded and has become the box office champion among all the R-rated films. That's not news anymore.
What? Wait a minute. I didn't know Deadpool was a movie of such a high box office. When it was shown on North America, I only considered that Marvel Studio and Fox were entertaining themselves.
For God's sake, Marvel Studio and Fox are commercial corporations. They never entertain themselves.
Okay, talk about it then. What are the shining points of Deadpool?
Well, I'm the expert. I'll take the mic. Although 21st Fox only supplied the production team with $58 million to produce the movie, they've never seen it as hopeless. Not enough money for special effects, then that flavors into the plot and lines. Just as Deadpool said himself, this is a different kind of superhero story. Not to say the 84 fuckings and 21 blue humors in the lines, with Captain America or Superman will never say either of them. Deadpool's character itself is quite distinctive.
84 fuckings? No kidding, Monica, you dead counted?
Sure.
You can always surprise me. And talk about the character, I understand. He lives to die while the others live heading for the light.
This reminds me of Deadpool's birth in the comics. Its editors thought this unusual superhero comics might be cut off by the auditor anytime. So they just pour all the bad ideas they could think of in Deadpool. Ironically, it's exactly these bad ideas that has made Deadpool one of the most popular superheroes in Marvel.
Wow, that's a dramatic life experience. I began to love him.
Well, you started loving him just now. That's late, but never too late. Welcome to the club.
And here, see, I collected some bonus scenes in Deadpool. He couldn't stop teasing on the Wolverine from beginning to end. He thinks the X-Men series was totally a chaos.
He's really an expert of it. And as a movie fan, I have also recognized many classic lines from the other movies such as Notting Hill, Alien 3, Godfather, and 127 Hours. And of course, The Green Lantern. You know that some of the actor Ryan Reynolds, who played Deadpool in the movie, also took the role of Green Lantern. He even got to know his wife during the shooting process of it.
Wow, another romantic story of Mr. Deadpool. Well, though we can chat about Deadpool like this forever, the timer is pressing me to say goodbye. Hey, Elva and Monica, say goodbye to your audiences.
Goodbye. Goodbye. We can continue our topic later, shall we? I mean, we are not broadcasting.
Whenever you want. This is Jake. Stay tuned and see you next Saturday.
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, fellas. You're listening to Gramophone. I'm your host, Charles. Tonight's the night. Guess what? A big treat for Marvel fans. We're going to explore the amazing music from Deadpool. While loads of credit are obviously due to the film's stars, director, and producers, let us not forget the man who gave all that violence and humor to the soundtrack to make it all come together, Junkie XL. Hearing his name, you may feel confused. Well, his real name is Tom Holkenborg. He's a Dutch composer. Being asked for his choice of name, Tom says, I called myself Junkie XL from the point of view that once you're completely overworked, you never want to go there again. The XL stands for the expanding limits, broadening up your vision. With his exceptional understanding of composing, Tom is quite the apple in the composing business. He has collaborated with Hans Zimmer before on many films, like The Dark Knight Rises, Inception, Madagascar 3, and Man of Steel. He was also the primary composer for Mad Max Fury Road and co-composer for Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice, along with Hans Zimmer. And finally, after working with Hans Zimmer, Tom got a superhero all to his own in Deadpool. In the process of composing, he used a collection of vintage things, more than electronics, and a good old-fashioned orchestra to create the junky, arrogant, playful, violent character Deadpool. Getting to know this interesting and twisted kind of superhero through the score, you may notice, is a bit like Miami Vice meeting Mad Max Fury Road. Let's have a listen. The score opens with Maximum Effort, track number 2 in the album. It's a fast retro bass and percussion-heavy cue, very fun and very action-filled. Being Deadpool's theme song, it accompanies his every fight. Due to the rampant over indulgent action sequences in the film, Junkie XL keeps the pace as fast as the Deadpool's fists and tongue, which is exactly what this film needs. It's a bit funky, a bit funny, and all adds to the character of Deadpool. Listening to this is like taking a ride full of pitfalls and sudden noises and waterfalls and quiet passages. At first, it might seem simple, but if you explore it further, you will find subtleties you didn't notice were there. Undeniably, Junkie XL musically paints Deadpool completely apart from all the other characters in the film. Of course, there were plenty of non-original song selections as well. Who can forget the hilarious opening credits sequence set to Angels of the Morning? At the very beginning of the film, when even the story hasn't gone on, the song Angel of the Morning brings with it a strong Deadpool style, funny and shameless. Actually, the song has such a pretty tune that you won't be at all surprised if you find yourself singing along.
There's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start.
The melody shows the comfortable and easy mood of Deadpool, and it creates a strong comparison with the painful look on his enemy's face. Apart from this, bloody and violent scenes together with a lyric background song can make a great impact on the audience. Above all, aiming to deliver the unexpected at every turn, the soundtrack to the comic book movie is a gamble, but one that is worth taking. All right, I think it's time we should end today's program and leave you to enjoy this film and its music. This is Action Frames. See you next week. Goodbye. Cast for today. Producer:
Roy Sinek.
Anchor:
Lao Yiqing, Chloe.
陈布里 Charles.
Journalist:
彭俊贤 Alva.
张丹西 Anne.
吴希远 Apollo.
陈以慧 Daphne.
葛嘉诚 Jake.
刘一乐 Judy.
陈紫薇 Monica.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。